Welcome back to Wyoming Sports Talk today. We're talking with reinstated head coach Jim Gardner. You know, Coach, looking back on last week, when I found out we were headed on our trip, where we had to Powell last week, and of course we didn't have the sports talk show, and we really didn't say much during our broadcast on Wednesday, but I can't even fathom what the emotions were going through. So as you were terminated, I guess my first thing would come to mind is instead of going to filling out your application for unemployment, was the thought through the mind that I need to grab some legal here and find out, hey, what recourses I may have in this?
You know, the first thing, whenever you suffer a loss, you know, you go through shock and then sadness and then a little bit of anger and emotions like that. So yeah, I thought about legal, but I also know what, you know, laws are, and I talk to the people that I know and trust, and I can't really fight legally, I don't think, but with pressure and help of other people, and you know, maybe funds were being withdrawn or people talking to the board, I thought maybe that's what could happen, and that's kind of what other people told me as well. But as far as legal, it never really said, nah, I'm going to sue the college after all these years. I really didn't want to go that direction.
Now that you are back in the saddle again, matter of fact, as I chatted with you briefly on Saturday, as you were bringing stuff back to your office again, the question would be, is there bitter feelings? Can a workable solution be made between you and the athletic director? Because you have to a certain degree, work hand in hand with the program.
Well, you know, I'm a professional and they're professionals, and I think no matter how many things go wrong, I've been through it with other principals or athletic directors or staff that I've worked with over the years for a long time, and nothing's ever perfect. Sometimes you have more perfect than other and better relationships than others, but I think we can move forward in a positive way and get by and get past it.
And keep it on that theme, though, with positive again. As you mentioned, this will be your final season before at least retiring, setting off, kind of riding off in the sunset. But again, with your team that was also too there, part of that board meeting that kind of had your backs, again, the entire LCCC women's soccer team, again, kind of rallying around you. Is this something where, again, don't want to dwell on what happened this past week, but also, too, is it something that your team or yourself could use as a bit of a rallying cry where, hey, to send head coach Jim off into the sunset, what a better way to use this in a positive direction as a fuel to the fire and then possibly hang up that national championship banner there in the rack for LCCC women's soccer?
Well, that's always the hope. You know, we've had that challenge or that goal every year that we've been here is to try and do that. We've come close, but we haven't made it. So, yeah, that's a good thing. I think that the girls are excited that way. You know, when we got the bid for the national championship, they were so grateful, and I think this is a very similar circumstance, you know, to get them back and to have me back. We're very grateful for that opportunity. I think our off-season work is going to be just a little bit more dynamic and a little bit more more step into their, you know, the energy into their step, I should say. And I think we'll come back, and the recruits we've already signed are going to be very good. So I'm looking forward to a good future. And it's always a positive when you can play for one more thing on top of all the other things you do.
Jim, as you were back in full swing today, and again, still unpacking some boxes and stuff, but did you notice that the calm has returned to the rack and the offices there? Are the staff feeling a little more comfortable that things are functioning normally?
I do think so. I think, I don't know if it's normal, but it's quiet, and you know, there's no uproars or there's no one coming to me and say, oh, you stuck it to them or whatever. You know, I think everybody's a professional there and ready to be able to handle what's coming on. And I think they'll turn forward and do a great job like they always do.
You know, if lessons were learned out of this, in your case, what would be the lesson learned?
That's a good one. I think as far as I'm concerned, you know, being able to maybe read things a little better than what I did. So maybe I know something's coming. I think as far as college concerned, maybe a way the policy's written so that people aren't just summarily dismissed without a reason or purpose with no chance to, you know, do an improvement plan or change the way they're doing things. I think maybe that, those two things. So helpfully we've hoped that help the policy possibly change. That's what I've been told, and it'll help other people as well.
My question would be upon retirement, and again, you know, I hope you reconsider that as well too, but That being said, will you at least have a hand in looking at your looking at the next LCCC women's soccer coach?
Well, that would be completely up to the athletic director and what direction he wants to go. That's something they've talked about, but it depends on who's at the top and what kind of person they want. And right now, I'm not sure if that'll happen, if they really want that to be my input or if they want to go their own way.
And I'll carry off of that, though, again, at least not being on that pedestal, or at least kind of being that right-hand guy to at least suggest a head coach for LCCC. But as you are retired from the program, no longer head coaching for LCCC women's soccer, do you kind of foresee yourself being maybe an advisor to the team, or at least maybe being a helping hand, but not so much in that coaching role for the next head coach?
And that would be depend on who the head coach is. Like with Becky, you know, at East, we talk all the time and we've got a close relationship. And, you know, I don't put my hand into it, but Becky and I talk all the time. So if it was something like that, yeah, I could see it. But most of the time, it's going to be somebody come in and want to do what they want to do and maybe even break away from what I've been doing and get away from that legacy or, you know, history that they can make their own.
You know, Nick mentioned this before we went to the break, and I want to expand on a little bit. How do you, and Becky, again, your assistant coach, how do you restabilize the program? Because, you know, I'm sure, obviously, throughout the U.S., the 48 contiguous U.S. states, Alaska, Hawaii, everybody's going, what the hell's going on in Cheyenne, Wyoming, at LCCC? How do you, too, show the potential recruits, moms and dads, the stability is back in the program, and not just for the year until you retire, but again, that stability is back within the LCCC women's soccer program.
Well, that's definitely going to be a challenge. You know, I mean, when you go out, you don't go out and tell, hey, when I come to LCCC, I'm going to retire in a year. You come out with a more positive approach that, yeah, I may be retiring, but we're going to give everything we've got this year. The reputation's still going to be there. You're going to have chances to move on, and we'll make it a positive experience while we can. And I don't think, you know, continuity-wise, as far as Rebecca and I moving in and moving forward, it's going to be the same old, and we're going to work just as hard as we ever have. But, you know, there will be a challenge to recruit the kids. Maybe high-level kids would choose another school, but there's always opportunities, so I think we'll be okay.
And let's talk about recruiting real quick. How many recruits are available to you for scholarships?
Well, we have a total of 24 that we can sign. Now, I don't have 24 full rides. We have a pool of money that I divide up and give to kids. But I have 24 that we can have on scholarship and then whatever walk-ons.
And how many have committed verbally or have actually signed to participate?
Well, we're about at 20 right now. And so, we've got a team and ready to go. And I'm looking for, you know, a couple more players to fit into the slots that I need. You know, a forward position, a midfield position, and I think those will come. We're talking to a couple right now, but as the year goes, I always leave money open because we pick up kids almost annually late in the year.
Nobody's backed out?
No, nobody's backed out. And if they wanted to, I'd let them go, but I think everybody's still on the same page, and I haven't heard that yet.
Well, that's good to hear because, again, as soccer, at least season, approaching very quickly and, again, looking forward to it. As always, again, a team that is usually in the top 25 in the nation in NJCAA Division I, a team that does compete and go on to the national tournament as well. Looking forward to this season as well, too.
So, Jim, as we thank you for coming in, appreciate your open candor on all of this. And, again, a trying week for all sides. You know, we're not going to just, you know, say, yeah, hey, just it was Jim Gardner and everybody else, because obviously the athletic director, Clark Rasmussen, you know, he went through a lot of all, you know, of everything that went on from the firing to the reinstatement. So I guess my final thought would be to you, what would you like to say to our listening audience as we wrap things up, as you get ready to continue on with your coaching career at LCCC?
I'd just like to say thanks to everyone. You know, I've got a lot of friends and family and players and people that I've coached and taught over the years, and they were very, very complimentary, and I was humbled, and I'm so grateful for all that, to be able to have had so many friends and players and know that they you might have touched or their life, and they certainly touched mine.
All right, Coach. Well, we thank you so much, and we'll see you around the offices because they still let us come in there and do a couple of basketball
games every once in a while.
Yeah, all righty. Coach Jim Garner joined us here on 1480 K-Ray. We appreciate his openness to talk with us. And again, we have offered and we have opened the forum to the athletic director.
And Clark again, Rasmussen, that offer still stands.
And he's more than welcome to come on in and chat with us as well, too. And feel free to pick up the phone or get in touch with Nick any way, shape, or form. We're going to take a timeout. We'll be back with more after these words here on 1480 K-Ray.